You're on Texas Standard Time.
If you were with us on Friday, you may recall that we brought you the story of the city of Amarillo's clapping policy, or I should say the no clapping policy to be more accurate, because in Amarillo, there is a ban on clapping at city council meetings.
And what we are doing there is establishing an atmosphere where everyone's comments are welcome and no one feels intimidated to come to the podium and make a comment.
That is the voice of Amarillo Mayor Ginger Nelson. Mayor Nelson's schedule didn't allow her to appear on Friday's show, but we've since caught up with her.
Do we then, as the elected officials, miss out on the opportunity to hear that one person's perspective because of the social intimidation created in a pep rally-like environment?
So instead of applause, Amarillo residents now show support at a city council meeting by raising their hand, which could be problematic when it comes to the First Amendment, according to Dale Carpenter. Carpenter is the chair of constitutional law at the SMU Dedman School of Law in Dallas. We asked him about this policy on Friday.
We not only want people to express assent or approval, but we want them to be able to express dissent or disapproval.
So in Amarillo, if people express approval by raising their hand, how do they express disapproval? According to Mayor Nelson,
they don't raise their hand.
Carpenter said it's perfectly reasonable for a governing body to maintain order and decorum during a public meeting.
But city councils around the country weigh these interests and have weighed them in ways that allow a certain amount of expression that's verbal or through clapping or otherwise, and at the same time met those objectives. This is the first time I've seen a city council just completely ban this traditional means of expression as a way to do that. So I think it's something that could be challenged.
Nelson says she's not worried about that, though. She says she's cleared the policy with the city attorney, and she says, moreover, state law allows for the chair of a committee to maintain certain rules in order to maintain decorum.
That's just our goal. We just want to operate and do the business of the city, and so we just want to be able to do it in a way that makes every citizen welcome to come, welcome to use their free speech rights to speak to their elected officials about whatever issue or concern or policy they want to talk about.
The situation's drawn the attention of folks way beyond Amarillo. State Representative Tony Tenderholt, a Republican from Arlington, wrote a letter to Nelson asking her to discontinue the policy. He's told the Fort Worth Star-Telegram that he plans to bring the issue up in the next legislative session.